The Milwaukee County Park System is rich in green space, some 15,000 acres, but is low on cash. The system faces over $240 million in deferred maintenance. The department thinks it's come up with a measure to help, at least a bit. It hopes to lease one of its parks to the city of Greenfield. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz found that not everybody likes the idea.
The small park in question, called Colwicky, is located due west of where Highways 43 and 41 intersect. Its 28 acres include a pavilion, a picnic area, and Wildcat Creek runs through it. The park proudly boasts Little League diamonds. Parks Director John Dargle told the County Parks Committee yesterday, despite its amenities, Colwicky costs Milwaukee far more than the money it brings in, and says leasing the park to Greenfield is a sound financial move.
This, in effect, will allow us to move our resources to other parks that need support, and there'll be a cost savings for us that I think net positive in this agreement.
James Zacher supports the leasing plan. He's president of Greenfield's Little League that has played at Colwicky Park for years. In fact, Little League even paid to build a concession stand there. The program pays county parks to use the field. Zacher says recently the fees increased dramatically.
2013, 2014, we were paying roughly $5,000 to $6,000 in field usage fees for the season. As we stand today, we got charged in excess of $17,000.
Zacher says the increase forced him to charge families higher fees.
We lost roughly around 75 kids for families just said for Little League it was getting too expensive to play.
Zacher says if the lease agreement goes through, Little League will be able to afford to stay at Colwicky. And
we could then start, again, investing some of our money that we raise back into the fields as well.
Supervisor Tony Staskunas represents Greenfield. He says before Colwicky Park was created, the parcel was just a blip on the landscape until the early 1990s. That's when residents set out to honor the memory of a local kid made good. Race car driver Alan Colwicky won the 1992 NASCAR title. The community raised $1.3 million to create a park in his honor. Staskunas says Colwicky is not one of the system's longstanding parks.
It's important to remember the history because in a few moments you're going to hear from a couple of speakers who are going to talk about things like two-tiered park system and breaking up the Emerald Necklace and everything. This is just such a unique scenario. Again, it's a park that's only been part of our system for a short time and we didn't invest in it. Okay, it was created privately.
As Staskunas predicted, voices of opposition followed. Some people fear handing over Colwicky to Greenfield could signal the end of the county park system. County Supervisor John Weishan says the proposed lease gives Greenfield too much control, 15 years with three possible extensions of 5 years each, and he calls the lease language vague.
Everybody keeps on talking about improvements. There's absolutely nothing in this agreement that actually says what those improvements are and when they would be completed. I don't see anything in this document that says the city of Greenfield is legally obligated to put one penny into this park.
There's no stauncher proponent for a consolidated park system than Jerry Broderick. The former longtime county supervisor and parks committee chair insists spreading resources among many reduces the overall cost to operate the parks.
This proposal moves in precisely the opposite direction of consolidation. Treating a system-wide problem of deferred maintenance by placing additional costs on the residents of Greenfield for the upkeep of their park. Of course, in a consolidated system, there are no my parks and their parks, there are only our parks, to be used and shared equally by the citizens of Milwaukee County, the taxpaying citizens of Milwaukee County.
The County Parks Committee approved the resolution, which now heads to the full board. As the measure passed, Broderick lamented to anyone who would listen, saying parks are being squeezed to produce revenue, which was not their designed purpose. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.